My brother Chuck is a hard worker. He's never been afraid of work. He went straight to work after graduating from high school, earning money and getting ready to get married. Oh, he flirted around with going to college. He even completed a semester of those required basic courses at a junior college nearby. But he had always hated school. He couldn't wait to graduate and get out of high school and get to work. He didn't really want to go back to school. He quit trying to go to college very quickly and went to work full time. It's not that he wasn't smart or that he was stupid. He's not. He's actually a very intelligent man. He applied himself hard in his work and rose to the ranks of the various companies that he worked for, learning the job and growing with it. Over the years, with hands-on labor and learning the work, he rose to a managerial position in the company he now works for as manager of their warehousing division. Indeed, in terms of his career, he is very successful. But that didn't change the fact that my brother became jealous of me. I went to college. I went to graduate school. I earned degrees. I entered a profession. I became respected by my peers. I've traveled the world. I've met all sorts of fascinating people. And now I'm married to a man that I love and am in a place serving in ministry that loves and accepts us both. He should be very happy for me. And in a sense, I think he is, even though he doesn't support me in my marriage. He is proud of me as a pastor. My brother and I are simply very different people and have always been different. He's about 5 years older than I am, and we've always argued and disagreed. We've never seen eye to eye on religion or politics or music or sports. We're just different. And that's okay. But to be quite honest, over time my brother became really jealous of me. Early on, he even voiced his unhappiness to our parents. They told him that he could have gone to college had he really wanted to. They were ready and willing to pay for it. They were going to make it possible for him to go. And indeed, even a decade later, they were willing to pay then for him to go to college if he really wanted to. But that's not what Chuck wanted. And he knew it. He just didn't think that life had been fair. My brother's jealousy reminds me a little bit of the laborers in the vineyard. Like them, my brother views himself as working long and hard all day long, and so he should get a bigger daily wage than someone like me, who didn't start to work until later, who wasn't in the field from sunup, who went to school for 9 years beyond high school rather than straight into the workforce. Indeed, that's all of us, actually. Those of us who are churchgoers and have been all of our lives, we like to think of ourselves as those who've been in the vineyard all day long, working hard. We may have been part of a church for decades, serving, working, building, giving, witnessing, praying. And that's good. But in truth, as painful as it is to hear, in truth, we are all latecomers to God's vineyard. We've all newly arrived at almost sundown in the vineyard to work. Huh? What do you mean? I've been here for 10, 20, 30, 70 years. I'm not a latecomer. Well, perhaps in our minds, But in the grand scope of eternal life, against the hundreds and 2,000 years of the history of the church, we are latecomers. We stand on the shoulders of those who went before us, and they stood on the shoulders of those who went before them, and those who built this amazing sanctuary and church, we stand on their shoulders in worship and celebration, in service and giving, in praying and praising. We come indeed to the vineyard late. We're all blessed by God's generosity to us to receive a wage we never really earned. God's grace beyond our imagination. God's grace given to us, not really for the labor, but because of our need. That's what grace is. I'm sometimes asked about the differences between justice, mercy, and grace. All of these are important concepts within the religious life, within the Christian life. Justice, mercy, and grace. We struggle for justice, for everyone to be treated equally, to everybody be treated equally and not discriminated against, and that's important, and we believe the importance of that. We want justice, equality, to be treated properly in accordance with what's right, but we also want mercy, and we really need grace. So what's the difference? What's justice? Justice is like driving down the highway, speeding 70 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Remember the Sammy Hagar song, "I Can't Drive 55"? Yep, that's us. And a cop pulls us over and gives us a ticket. That's justice. Getting what you deserve. That's justice. What's mercy? Mercy is driving down the highway, speeding 70 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone, and a cop pulls you over and gives you a warning. That's mercy. Not getting what you deserve. Getting a break. Getting a chance to clean up your act and do it the right way. That's mercy. And yeah, we want that. When we get caught, we want mercy. Well, what's grace? Grace is like speeding through a school zone, going 50 miles per hour in that 20 mile per hour zone, and a cop pulls you over and gives you $100. That's grace. Getting what you don't deserve, what you don't merit, what you can't possibly ever earn because we need it. That's grace. Unearned and unearnable, unmerited and unmeritable. Love, favor, largesse, acceptance, welcome, embrace, love with a capital L. It's what the latecomers to the vineyard got. It's what those laborers who came at 5 o'clock, those who came later in the day than morning, got. They got grace. And those who came to work in the morning didn't like it. Now, when the first came, they thought they were going to receive more in terms of wage. But each of them also received the usual daily wage, that denarius that we talked about last week. And when they received it, they grumbled against the owner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." That word grumble sounds like what it is, isn't it? Grumble, rumble, grumble, rumble. And when it comes out more like a whine. I love the vineyard owner's response. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to these last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? It doesn't seem fair, does it? Those late coming laborers had need, and the vineyard owner met their need out of the vineyard owner's generosity. And we are no different from those late comers. We have need, and nothing we could ever do will merit God's love. The wonderful, amazing news of the gospel is that God's love is for us and with us regardless. God's grace is never ending and always there regardless. God wants to give us a beautiful gift, the gift of grace. We are called to treat others with justice and to grant mercy, and God gives us grace to share with others. We dare not be like the day-long workers in the vineyard, jealous and angry at the generosity of the vineyard owner. We all receive. We all receive. God grants to us, promises to us, and gives to us what we need. Love, acceptance, welcoming, transforming grace. In Methodism, we talk about prevenient grace, the grace of God that moves ahead of us, preparing the way for us. We talk about justifying grace, God's grace that forgives us and accepts us and welcomes us in. And we talk about sanctifying grace, God's grace present in our lives to transform us, to move us on towards perfection in love. There is only one grace, God's unearned, unmerited favor. And that grace moves ahead of us, forgiving us and transforming us, including us, welcoming us, wooing us, living within us, living through us towards others. Next week, when we come to the table of the Lord, we'll hear about God's grace poured into us, into Christ Jesus, into the form of a human, as a means of grace for us and others. That is what we are called to do. That is who we are called to be as latecomers to God's vineyard. Receive the beautiful grace of God and share it with others. May we receive that gift and share that gift and become that gift to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen. In your presence.